Right, thanks so much. So I've been working on trying to derive the properties of extrasolar planets in a homogeneous way. It's quite difficult to measure the properties of a planet. You have to involve stellar theory or something complicated at some point. And in general, people try different methods of doing this, and therefore the results are not homogeneous. So I just thought I'd have a go at it myself and try and put everything onto the same footing. So, ooh, it worked. So I solved the light curves using the JKET-EBOP code, which I also maintain. And I pay careful attention to limit darkening and to understanding how the random errors propagate through, and any systematic errors due to correlated noise. I also include third light, which you tend to get with Kepler and the Koro planets, careful orbital eccentricity, etc. And particularly, I try 5 different sets of theoretical stellar models to provide the extra constraint to give me the full solution for each system. And so at this point, I've done 58 of the known transiting planets, which at the time was half and now is less. This is a mass radius plot, and you can see the stars up at the top. Does this thing work? Nope, that doesn't. So you can see the stars up at the top right, and they're quite nicely banded together. And you can see the planets in this big line down here, where the properties are much less well sorted out than the stars. And if you want to come and see more details, then my post is at B8, and I now have a website which puts the results easily available in different formats. So if you want, go along there and see if you like it, and tell me if you have any comments. Thank you very much.